This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Kerala, rescue workers have begun retrieving more bodies at Mundakai in Wayanad, where a massive landslide yesterday caused a large-scale destruction to life and property. Several bodies are believed to be lying buried beneath the debris. More bodies are being retrieved from Chaliyar River in Mallapuram district. The bodies were washed away in the landslide into the river yesterday. The death toll in the tragedy has risen to 157. 186 people are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. About 100 people are reportedly missing, but the number is likely to be more. Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers, and business leaders. Prime Minister Chinh is scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Chinh will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will also call on the visiting Prime Minister. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Vietnam's long-standing historical and civilizational ties were elevated to the comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vietnam in 2016. Lakshman Prasad Acharya today took oath as the governor of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held this morning at Raj Bhavan in Imphal. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, Siddharth Mridul. The ceremony was attended by Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, cabinet ministers, MLAs, top civil, police and paramilitary forces. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan launched the National Apprenticeship and Training Scheme 2.0 portal and disbursed 100 crore rupees as stipend to apprentices through the direct benefit transfer mode in New Delhi. These apprentices are undergoing training in various sectors like information technology, manufacturing, automobile, among others. This initiative aligns with the government's focus on skilling and employability of youth. Addressing the event, Mr. Pradhan said, this year's budget also lays great emphasis on boosting skilling and employment. The minister appealed to all educational institutions and industries to join NATS 2.0 portal. On the occasion, UGC Chairman Professor M. Jagdish Kumar said, this portal is the need of the hour, which will help the youth to support the country's growth. The political head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has been assassinated in Tehran. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said in a statement today, Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony yesterday. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.7 jolted the Tokyo metropolitan area this morning. Japan Meteorological Agency has said that the tremor occurred at 1:47 a.m. local time in areas in Tokyo, Kanagawa, and Chiba Prefecture. At a depth of 120 kilometer, the epicenter was located in Tokyo's 23 wards at a latitude of 35.7 degrees north and a longitude of 139.6 degrees east. The India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated, extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said isolated, extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Karnataka today and over central Maharashtra till Saturday. Boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters will be in action for India on day 5 of the 2024 Paris Olympics today. Boxer Lavlina Borgohai will begin her campaign against Suniva Hofstad of Norway. In shooting, Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar will compete in the men's 50-meter rifle 3-positions qualification event. Shreyasi Singh and Rajeshwari Kumari, both who scored 68 points on the first day of the women's trap shooting qualification, will return to action today for the second day of the qualification round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.